I think essentially what's happening is that in part an emotion has been triggered off over what in Northern Ireland is a very critical issue, i.e. identity, and the decision to decide to lower the union flag from the city council, city hall, has triggered that in part. And it may be, in addition to that, that there are issues on the ground that are being exploited over that. But certainly, in my experience of Northern Ireland, the violence in December and January is virtually unprecedented. The only thing, only time I can compare it to is around the 1981 hunger strike period, although the violence at that time was much more intense, much more orchestrated, and much more widespread in Northern Ireland. And at the moment, it appears to be restricted, hopefully, to the East Belfast area, but of course, unfortunately, that's damaging the area, damaging the people, damaging the reputation of the whole city.
So, Alan, your assessment is that this is a level of violence akin to the dark days of Northern Ireland?
Well, I'm talking about the incidence of this sort of activity in December and January. Now, we've had events in December and January where there have been isolated incidents, where there have been isolated riots, but events like this continuing through December and into January, certainly in terms of the frequency of it at this time, the only sort of area that I can think of is equivalent to it is the hunger striker. But as I say, that era was much more intense, much more dangerous. The materials that were being used then, like coffee jar bombs, were much more dangerous, and it was overall a much more volatile situation at that time and much more dangerous.
Police are investigating reports of someone trying to shoot them.
Yeah, that has been reported today, and a 38-year-old man has been arrested. The police say they're questioning him in relation to a possible attempt to murder police. But of course, there is no evidence at the moment presented that that man who's arrested did anything. But certainly, the attacks in East Belfast over the last 3 days are obviously concerning.